Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Saucebox.
Hello.
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 What a funny way to make a living.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think I know you both well enough to tell you that Eddie Waring wears a hairpiece. But nothing would induce me to tell you where.
Where?
On his tonsils. Why do you think he talks like that?
Oh, my God. Not already. Hello?
Hello, Eddie Waring here, you little demon.
You don't sound anything like him.
Oh, sorry, forgot the hairpiece. Any more of that, and I'll come round there. I'll give you a hiccup and oh, it's fallen off again. Ring your back, love.
Knickers, boobs, fat ladies, and poof.
What's all that about?
Presuming this programme is going the way of all the others, I thought I'd get all my rude bits out of the way and then go and have a cup of tea with Mummy.
How do you want it, Timmy? India or China?
Oh, tea bag.
Don't be so rude, your old grey-haired mother, or I'll punch up the throat.
Encyclopedia of the Air, letter A.
Alchemy. Alchemy was practiced in the Middle Ages by people who tried in vain to turn base and worthless material into gold.
The art has recently been perfected by Jimmy Tarbuck.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, it's Eddie Waring here, you little sauce box. All this damn gum keeps on slipping. Oh, saliva.
Excuse me, you are hello, Cheeky?
Yes?
I wish to claim political asylum.
What do you come to us for?
Well, you're all mad, aren't you?
Who are you?
I am a defective ballet dancer.
You mean defecting?
No, I have a wooden leg.
Well, there's not much call for ballet on this programme.
Very well. I shall try petticoat line. They're a load of puss. Excuse me.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for...
Get them off!
I will not have the sanctity of marriage mocked thus. I'm married, you know.
Who to?
Can't remember his name, but we're very happy. It was going to be a marriage of convenience, but we couldn't get the vicar in the toilet.
Spare a cup, Governor.
What are you collecting for?
Royal Society for the Prevention of Desert Connor.
How's it going?
Morecambe and Wise gave me £1. Nicholas Parsons gave me his autograph. Max Bygraves gave me a shortcut to Fulham and tried to steal the tin. By the way, I take checks.
I haven't got one. Would you settle for a Harris Tweed?
Certainly. Thank you.
Give us a hand with this crossword, will you?
Oh, Tim, we've been together all these years without a crossword.
Three down, four letters. Found in the bottom of a parrot's cage. Ends in IT.
Grit.
Oh, of course. Lend us your rubber, will you?
Here is a news flash. A man roller skated round Hyde Park today, playing the trumpet and pelting the crowd with Yorkshire pudding. He was later charged with murder as the policeman couldn't spell disturbance.
Hello, hello. Hello? I can spell disturbance.
Go on then.
D-E-S. No. D-U-S-S. No. I'm arresting you on a charge of murder.
Go on then, go on.
M-E. I'm arresting you on a charge of cat. K-A-T.
You are charged with cat. How do you plead?
Guilty. G-I-L... G-E-U-L... I plead dog.
I sentence you to 2 years in prison. In Kazakhstan. Detent. 2 years the cat sat on the mat. Next case.
Millard, I'm an intelligent policeman, and this man is charged with misappropriation of debentures, malfeasance, and sundry misdemeanors.
Nobody loves a smart man.
Meanwhile, in the boy dancer's dressing room, just in front of the foot powder.
Here, have you seen Michael Crawford's Billy?
No, I'm not that sort of a girl.
My bark's worse than my bite, you know.
You mean you're a rough diamond?
No, I'm a cowardly dog.
Oh, good. Kevin Plugg's in the next studio, waiting to interview a cowardly dog.
Good evening. Tonight, I am talking to a cowardly dog. Oh, he's gone. So, instead, I shall interview this chair.
What chair?
What chair?
It's, 6:12, darling. Would you like to come back to my place?
That was a brief excerpt from the 1812 Overture.
And now, as a special treat for music lovers, I'm going to close the piano lid on Dennis King's fingers.
Watch it, Mush. Hi, fans. Dennis, a smiler song and your flies are undone King here. With some old ones, new ones, loved ones and neglected ones.
Oh, God, he's brought his family again.
So in closing, I'd just like to say thanks for listening, keep smiling, and your flies are undone.
Stop! Stop! What's happened to the programme? What's become of the searing wit, the biting satire, and the zany offbeat humour?
We never had any.
Oh, well, in that case, carry on.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Well, I only asked. There's no need to do that on my jacket.
I went shopping in Mallorca last week.
What'd you get?
Sunburn.
No, I mean, what'd you buy?
Sunburn. It's for the wife. She wants a holiday in the Bahamas and I can't afford it. So I'm giving her a week in Attercliffe and a jar of sunburn.
Hot afternoon. Here is the Dennis King Trio with a wee song entitled I'm Only a Bird in a Gilded Cage, but you can ring my bell any time.
Why did you say it like that?
That bit was recorded on Scotch tape.
Play, McMaestro.
Pie and chips for one, please, waiter. Pie and chips for one. Once I was a man in love, now that love is done. Just one mug of tea, please, waiter. Just one mug of tea. The girl who had it black, three lumps, has gone away from me. She met a lorry driver on a stopping train to Crewe, then called me up, reversed the charge, and told me we were through. So baked jam roll for one, please, waiter. Then my meal is through. Unless you'd care to take that chair and make my dreams come true. While you and I have pie and chips for two.
Next week, a rather stupid lady will sing, I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Encyclopedia of the Air, letter M.
Migration. One of the wonders of nature is that a tiny bird can, using only its instincts, find its way from England to the shores of Africa.
And the post office can't even find the house I live in.
My grandfather works for the post office. He's a sorter.
Sorter what?
Sorter tall fella. Very unusual. Two eyes.
So's everybody else.
Not on the same side of their nose.
No. What does he do about glasses?
Doesn't bother. Drinks straight from the bottle.
I see. That's an old joke.
He's an old man.
My grandfather was a tiller girl.
How did he manage that?
He lied about his age.
Ah. What's an eight-letter word beginning with W meaning Raquel Welsh?
I don't know what's an eight-letter word beginning with W meaning Raquel Welsh.
What?
What's a five-letter word beginning with B meaning that joke?
I don't know what is a five-letter word beginning with B meaning that joke.
Bull.
Hello, you two. I've just been on the phone. I fell off twice.
Keep him coming. Please. Who were you ringing?
My wife, Kathleen.
Christine.
That's the fella. It's our anniversary.
How long is it?
There's no need for that.
I mean, how long have Tim and Kathleen...
Maureen.
Christine.
...been married?
Let's see. We first met at school.
You told me you went to a boys' school.
Yes, I did.
Well, what was Maureen...
Kathleen.
Christine.
Christine. What was she doing there?
She was captain of rugger.
How did you manage in the scrum?
How did I manage in the scrum? I'd rather not say, but we announced our engagement at half-time.
I was nearly married once. It was a close shave.
What was?
Hers. She was a bearded lady in a circus.
Oh.
It would never have worked.
Why not?
She wanted any children brought up as Fife Robertson.
I used to know a bearded lady, but we split up, you know. Rather sad parting. Right down the middle of her beard.
What was she called?
Ethel. Mother named her after Marlene Dietrich. About 20 years after, actually.
I say, you two.
Yes, you do, rather a lot.
Have you seen this in the paper?
What? I wrote that myself.
It says here, Russell's paper. Oh, sorry. It says here that police cordoned off Mrs. Mills. They suspected there was a tune in there.
I love Gladys Mills.
I thought you couldn't stand crowds.
I saw her in Morning Departure, the submarine film.
That was John Mills. He played the captain.
No, Gladys was in it. She played the submarine. Hello? She can't take a joke, that woman.
Oh!
What's the matter?
My shoes are pinching.
So what?
They're pinching my socks. Put them back, lads.
Hey, Barry, your socks are odd. One red and one green. Have you got another pair like that at home? Another pair? I don't know where I get them from.
I do. Sometimes I think you're going to be in there all day.
Marlene washes all my socks.
Kathleen.
Marlene washes all my Kathleen. Doesn't sound right somehow.
What doesn't?
Des O'Connor hitting the note.
I like Des O'Connor.
Nurse, he's out of bed again.
Now, with great pride, we present an extract from that immortal American classic of the screen, Andy Hardy is Sick on the Carpet.
Andy? Andy, you little rascal. What are you doing in there?
It's okay, Mom. I'm just being sick on the carpet.
Gee, Andy, your dad'll be proud of you.
I saw that when it first came out, you know.
I told you, you're flying.
Dennis!
Next week at this cinema, lust, violence, sexuality, and continuous action.
What's the film?
It's not the film, it's the new usherette.
She's married.
How do you know?
I was at the wedding. She came down the aisle backwards, flashed a torch at the congregation, and sold the vicar a hymn on a stick.
Hymn on a stick? Meanwhile, in a sauna bath next to the bucket of cold water...
Turn it up! Turn it up!
You want more heat, sir?
No, I'm talking to this fella next to me. For the last time, turn it up!
Hello?
Hello, this is the president of the British Sauna Bath Association. I'd just like to say that nothing of that sort ever occurs in any of our... Arthur, when I'm on the phone, will you turn it up?
And now over to Hermes Ninepence in the interview studio.
Good evening, or to put it another way, a rhubarb tart.
What does that mean?
Oh, please yourself. Hermes Ninepence here. Nice name, isn't it? This evening I was going to interview Neville Chamberlain, but he's dead. Not on, Hermes, not on, I thought. So instead, here's Mr. Grundy Fig. You're not dead, are you?
No.
Well, up to Hermes, jolly good. Mr. Grundy Fig, who impersonates cheese. Rhubarb tart.
Pardon?
Oh, all right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you care to impersonate a cheese for us?
Certainly. Here is my impression of a mature Gorgonzola. Indeed to goodness, how are you, Bark?
With respect, Mr. Fig, that sounded rather more like carefully.
Oh, yes, I did forget to mention it was a mature Gorgonzola that had spent its early years in a grocer's shop in Tony Pandy.
Huh.
Now a series of lightning impressions. Listen and marvel.
I will.
Dutch Gouda, Hootsmon, Cheddar, Mamma Mia, Antipasta, Camembert. Top of the morning to you.
They aren't very good, are they, Mr. Fig?
You can talk with a name like Ninepence.
Yes, well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for, so thank you, and rhubarb tart.
Meanwhile, in the London Underground, beside a poster, which still says, if you want to get ahead, get a hat.
You must help me.
Certainly, sir. Circle line that way, central line up the stairs.
No, you must help me get away. It's this man who keeps following me. Everywhere I go, he keeps following me. Here he comes again. I wouldn't mind, but he thinks he's playing leaning on a lamppost.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. But I don't get a lot these days.
If you want to get a lot these days, take Rumpo.
Rumpo makes you fit and well. Keep some tablets handy. Let's be really blunt about it. Rumpo makes you
ever so excited.
Rumpo makes you fit.
Now look here. Why must all the jokes in this show be sex orientated? Why can't we make jokes about other things?
What other things?
Well, we could. Knickers. There was this bird and a fella on their honeymoon night. She came out of the
bar. Timmy, bathroom. You'll go deaf.
Sorry, Mummy.
Pardon?
I said, oh, never mind.
Here is a news flash. Oh. Police were called to a house in Wanstead today after a 99 call that had informed them that a man had been bitten in the leg by a grand piano.
As it was a 99 call, only two policemen turned up.
But here's the other one now.
Just a moment, young sir. And thank heavens it's radio. How can a grand piano bite a man in the leg?
It knelt down.
These things can happen. My aunt in Devizes was once savaged by a flute.
Oh. Hmm? My sister was once attacked by a set of lust-crazed tubular bells.
I don't believe that.
I have a recording of the incident. Would you like to hear it?
No.
And so you shall.
There ought to be a law against that sort of thing.
Hello Cheeky's personal column.
In response to many requests, we have agreed to broadcast your small ads at a cost of 25 pence per line and a kiss from your ruby red lips. Thank you.
Wanted. Extra large pair of trousers, waist 50 plus, by three very friendly thin men.
Man with hearing aid in right ear wishes to meet lady with hearing aid in left ear. Object stereo.
Listen again next week to some more old jokes disguised as advertisements in Hello Cheeky's classified column.
Barry, turn the radio on, will you?
Certainly. Radio, you're beautiful. I love you. Let me... Let me stick my tongue in your aerial socket.
Fool. Oh, you're a fool, Barry.
It wasn't easy. My parents had to make sacrifices.
I meant switch it on.
Why?
It's time for another song. I want to prove to our listener that life can't be all fun.
And so with the news that it's Crystal Palace nil, Dustbins 3, it's time for a song. So here's Pete Murray singing, I Didn't Know What Time It Was.
Jelly's all right on a Saturday night, or you might like a nice big tart. Some go spare for a bit of jugged hare with scotch broth for a start. Some will shout for a nice big trout and others for Yorkshire pud. But if you want to tickle my buds, just dish up a piece of wood. Oh, pine is fine and lime's no crime and poplar makes me drool. Oak and teak at the end of the week and larch is the golden rule. Greenwood, hardwood, dogwood, redwood, a mountain ash for sweet. You'll get my thanks with a plate of planks, yes, timber is my treat. Ho! Give me chestnut, that's the best nut you is made for me. Cedar, cedar, yes indeeder, that's our family tree. Show me a trunk and I feel drunk, deciduous a coney fair. Acacia, acacia, all fall down, I got branches everywhere. W-double-O, then you add a little D, would I, yes I would.
Here. Poem. I met Quasimodo on Friday. He was waiting for me at the gate. He said, could you do me a favour and lend me a pound till I'm straight?
Did you make that up?
Yes.
Poem. I bought my wife a frock last week. She complained and said it was slack. So I took in the seams at the side and the front and gave her a belt up the back.
Murray?
Yes.
Poem. My dad's last words as he passed on, having been dragged through the mangle, were, let this be a lesson, son. Don't let your braces dangle. Tim?
Yes?
Now we tell a classic story. A story of a struggle for power, attempted assassination, the strange love of a woman for a group of midgets, and the worshipping of a corpse.
What's it called?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Ah. Poem.
We've done all those.
No, this is a poem with a difference. I met my Auntie Jean last night walking down the high street. She took me home to tea with her and gave me rhubarb tart.
That doesn't rhyme.
Well, I said it was a poem with a difference.
Dennis?
Yes? Missed!
It may come as a surprise to you to learn that we on this program have principles. One of them is always cash in on a cheap laugh.
I've forgotten what the other one is.
To prove this point, we present yet again, with no shame whatsoever, three programmes at one and the same time, without the aid of a net. All the little spoons in all the little glasses.
What?
Rhubarb tart.
I accept your apology.
Ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who are awaiting the committee's decision, we present Mystery Movie of the Week, Columbo, commentary on England versus Wales at Twickenham, and Play School.
Time!
Columbo.
Rugby from Twickenham.
And Play School. Here's the house. Here's the door. Windows 1, 2, 3, 4.
And whoever broke in, slugged the butler and gave the maid...
A quick up and under. It's caught by the fly half who tries to...
Make a funny hat out of a sheet of newspaper. You'll need a sheet of paper, some glue, and if you can get a handful of feathers...
Stick 'em up. Who are you?
I'm Mr. Lanchbury's attorney, and I want to try...
A loose mole.
And Julie will show you how. Julie is...
Taking a run at the Welsh fullback. Look at that speed, 17 stone of bone and muscle.
Her legs like a chorus girl. Sorry to ask you this, but on the night of the governor's reception, did you...
Wear a funny hat and balance a balloon on your nose. Something else which is great fun is...
A broken collarbone. So now they're playing with 14 men...
Two call girls, a model waitress...
And a rubber duck.
Who, when he's not playing rugby, is a justice of the peace in Merthyr Tydfil. Oh, the referee's talking to him now. He seems to be asking him...
Young man, why are you rummaging in my drawers?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lanchbury. It's just occurred to me that it would be a good place to hide...
The England three-quarter line. The ball went from Burke to Johnson, Johnson to Phillips, Phillips to...
Humpty Dumpty, who fell off the wall. Poor Humpty. He seems to have got...
a rather nasty kick in...
the family jewels. What are you insured against, Mrs. Lanchbury?
The usual things, power, theft.
A quick heel against the head.
And Julie singing a song about it.
About what?
About 5 minutes to half time.
I like walking in the rain, but what Julie likes is being...
flat out with the weight of the whole Welsh pack on top.
Seems a strange thing to do for pleasure. Mind you, it takes all sorts. I once knew a guy who used to...
put on gumboots and a waterproof hat...
and make his wife...
change shorts in the middle of the field with the whole England team standing round.
That can be a lot of fun. However, if you have a hard-boiled egg, an interesting thing to do is...
take the lady over there, Sergeant.
And paint a face on the bottom.
But the referee's not standing for that. I think he's being a bit harsh with MacDonald, who's really only committed some technical infringements such as...
rape, arson...
and sticking little balls of plasticine all over it.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Mrs. Lanchbury, but this is the way I see it. You tell your friends you're going to the barbecue, but in actual fact, you and your chauffeur slip away...
to Ninian Park for the most action-packed 80 minutes I've ever seen.
When you saw your husband in Miss Gillespie's room...
patting her balloons up and down...
you snapped.
And took a fly kick at...
and a sawn-off shotgun. This is the way I see it. Your husband and Miss Gillespie were having an affair and he wanted you...
all to join in. Julie will sing the first verse, I'll sing the second verse, and then we'll both...
really get down to it and push.
You see, Mrs. Lanchbury, in the kind of society you move in, to carry on an affair like that is impossible.
But take it from Julie and me. There's nothing quite so much fun as...
a damn good try.
Ta-da, Cheeky.
Bye-bye, Cheeky.
This program was written and performed by John Junkin, Tim Brooke Taylor and Barry Pryor. The music was played by the Dennis King Trio and produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.